Welcome back to The Aware Show. This is Lisa Garr. And now let me ask you a question. Are you a coach or a therapist or a holistic healer or an herbalist or someone who has a business, but it really is built on your passion, your purpose, your desire to truly, truly help people to find peace, happiness, love, all those things? You're just really committed to bringing your purpose through your work. And have you maybe found yourself with certain challenges, like how to create a profit doing that, how to have systems that you actually stick to doing that, that you're more of a feeler person, yes, less of a structure person? If this is you, or if this is somebody that you know, you might have a conscious business. And this is a term that is not something that people think of. It's not saying, oh, I have a conscious business, or I'm a conscious entrepreneur. It's like saying we're producing conscious media. It's just media, right? But it has the slant of really wanting to truly, at usually some certain cost or risk, help people. And this can go into the overgiving thing. Am I speaking to anybody's truth here? This is what Brian Wetton and Nicole Wetton do, is they help people who are in this passion, purpose-driven business, help develop systems and structures to actually get the business to work for them rather than you working for the business. Welcome, Brian and Nicole. Thanks for joining me.
We're glad to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Hello. Lisa.
Did I nail that or what?
That was
awesome.
Awesome.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
We're like cheering, giving high fives. Like, hey, we don't need to say anything. You can just handle.
Seriously.
You guys are so cute. Exactly. This is what most people, including myself, find myself in this, you know, really passionate about, really wanting to help people, and then spending my entire day donating my time and going, oh, how come I don't have any money? And a lot of people get into the same situation, and you help people with this. How long have you been doing people doing? How long have you been doing this? Jesus,
I like it.
Let me start
it feels
over.
Like 50 years, but I'm not that old. So 12 years now.
12 years.
12 years. Yeah. And Nicole for seven, eight.
Yeah.
When did I meet you?
Exactly.
So what does that mean when you meet somebody who really is passionate and purposeful about what they're doing? How do you recognize that they're in a, quote, conscious entrepreneurship?
Well, first off, they're in complete denial, usually, that they are conscious entrepreneurs. They really are focused on their purpose. They're focused on the services they provide. You know, we work with a lot of people who love talking about what they do and how they help people and the difference they're making in people's lives. And they would love to talk about anything other than business stuff or money or pricing or, heaven forbid, selling. Selling's like the worst word on earth. It's like sell in hell.
Uh-huh.
Four-letter words to these people, you know. And so they're conscious entrepreneurs because they're committed to not just doing this as a hobby, but they've taken the leap of faith to say, I am willing to do purpose-driven work in the world. And just like you said, I'm willing to risk my heart. I'm willing to risk failing. I'm willing to risk succeeding. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to charge for what I do. And if you do those things where you make a difference through your work and you're also actually being willing and asking for money in some way, then you are a conscious entrepreneur, but whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, right. But there's also the situation of there's not a lot of structures available or predefined for a business like a coach or a therapist or herbalist or holistic healers that are predefined in the conscious world.
Exactly. And so just what you're saying, like we look around, we see all sorts of role models of nonprofits, like you were doing, of like just giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. That's a very well-defined model that people just want to give and not receive. We see lots of role models for how you can do business from a place of competition and scarcity and aggressive marketing and, you know, how do I get as much dollars out of my customers? I want them to be happy because I don't want them pissed off and giving me bad reviews, but it's really about just making as much money as you can, you know, in ethical ways. That's a well-established thing. But to be a conscious entrepreneur, there's almost no training. There's almost nowhere to go. It's not like you grew up and your parents were like, oh, you know, there's a conscious entrepreneur. And want you, you know, to look from.
Yeah, and the other thing is a lot of people spend so much money and time getting their modalities, getting their trainings, that they almost think it's going to come with that, and most of the times it doesn't. You're just learning how to be great and that the skills you're doing, but no one is actually teaching you how to go out and get the clients and how to actually make money from doing this work.
So what are some of the biggest challenges that conscious entrepreneurs face? You mentioned profit, which is important. You mentioned structure. What are some of the other things that people really face when they come to you and they say, I'm stuck?
Yep. Well, so one of the biggest things we see over and over again, and it's sort of ironic because these are people who are so good at working with their internal game and with, you know, they often do it for a living of helping other people. And yet when it comes to building their conscious business, they often have these really deep emotional and other conflicts. They have fears come up, insecurities, unworthiness, overwhelm, all this stuff shows up. And then for some strange reason, they think that that's a problem. Like, oh, but that shouldn't happen to me anymore. And so we work with so many people who are experiencing what we call a yes, yes, hell, no, where their intuition is pulling them forward and saying, yes, yes, you're on course. And their voice of fear is saying, hell, no, run away. And that's actually one of the biggest things we do with conscious entrepreneurs is help them understand that it's actually part and parcel of this game. It's having insecurities, having fears. It's because of how much we care. It's like when people really put their heart mm-hmm. behind their work, they're going to have more stuff come up, and that's actually a good thing. It just means that you need to learn to have the right support and to be able to be part of a team that's helping you work with that.
Mm-hmm. Get clients, though. That was something else that you just mentioned there is, we do tend to think that this is what we do is so purpose-driven, and we're so passionate about it that all we want to do is help people, and then we help somebody and then just think that there's a line right behind that person that you've helped and there all of a sudden isn't. And you have to describe what it is that you do in a feeling way. It's hard to communicate that. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's one of the most counterintuitive things I've seen. This is why we got into this work. Before this, I was a Silicon Valley entrepreneur, and you know, I was successful in what we call traditional business.
Mm-hmm.
And in that world, if you have more value, the world beats a path to your door. There is a line of people. But the paradoxical thing about transformational work and change-making, purpose-driven work is that the more value you're offering, the more you both inspire and scare people with what you do. That people are scared to change. They're scared to leave their comfort zone. They're scared to wake up to who they really are. They're scared many times even to get better health-wise or to lose weight. A piece of them wants it. A piece of them doesn't. So what that means is that actually the more value you get, the more modalities, the more certifications, the more you've done your work, the more that you're really ready to help people, the more that you actually can't assume that your clients or patients are going to just show up.
Mm-hmm.
And that you actually have to become a conscious entrepreneur in order to follow through on the promise and the calling of what you're trying to do.
Yes. So do you help with those types of structures putting, because you're a structures guy, obviously, you're a systems guy from, you know, the Valley. So how do you take what you do and blend it with someone who's completely creative and inspired? Usually us, we don't get it. You can talk systems and structures to me all day long, and I'm not going to understand what you're talking about. Do you know what I mean?
I love it.
Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Funny that you asked that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's exactly why I decided to work with Brian. From the exact same standpoint, is because that's who I am, much more the creative, the intuitive.
Right.
The thought of plans and systems are just so completely unknown to me. I mean, it just you just do it. It's just natural. You feel it, and that's how it works. So the beautiful thing is, I think, because also from all the experience that we've compiled, like being spiritual scientists, as well as, you know, Brian having the capacity to create these systems to see what works from trial and error. And then I came in and it's almost like, oh, that works great, but I'm not going to understand that. How do we explain it, express it, teach it to someone who's more like me? Because if I knew how to do this in the first place, I'd be doing it.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, I get it. So
it's kind of like the heart and the head. It's like that's our whole mission is combining the heart and the head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So you have helped people with this over the past 12 years. Can you give us an example or a story of how you have help somebody go from coming to you saying, I have this, I'm ready to give it all up, to making a profit?
Great question. So somebody just comes to mind right now. Was a coach that came to us a few years ago, and she was on the edge of giving up. Now, she was incredibly gifted, had done so much work, had so much value to offer, had like 100 certifications, mm-hmm. and she'd been at it full-time for 15 years. And she had never made a profit. Her expenses were always, you know, consuming everything she made. She was just getting by. And she almost in desperation said, okay, I'm going to figure this out, and let me ask for help. And we just slowed her down and helped her, first off, discover how to do business in a way that aligned with her heart, that aligned with her soul, that didn't feel in conflict, and then gave her the step-by-step systems. And we just heard from her recently, which is why she came to mind, that she's now got a thriving full business. I just heard that she worked with she was working with like the secretary of the chief of staff for a big company or a big government organization. She's doing incredibly high-level work, and she's doing the same work. She's doing executive coaching both before and after, but now that she's actually learned how to do the business side of things in a conscious way, it was like there was this wall in front of her that she couldn't get through, and then all of a sudden we helped her open the door in the wall, find her path, and now she's just loving her life.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So that's possible. And usually it takes us getting to that place of, oh, my God, I just can't do this anymore, SOS, throw out the towel, and then somehow people find their way to you. Now, there is an opportunity where people can actually get together and talk about this weekend, this coming up weekend, isn't it?
I know, crazy.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this weekend and what it is.
Cool. So we're doing a three-day event called the Conscious Business Gathering starting at 1 o'clock on Friday at the Crown Plaza Hotel at the Los Angeles Airport. It goes through till 6 o'clock on Sunday night and includes four beautiful catered meals and speakers and musicians. And we're calling it the Conscious Business Gathering because it's a gathering of people who, whether they really realized it or not, are conscious entrepreneurs and are wanting to figure out how to do business in this more conscious, more loving way.
Mm. Very, very good. And this is at, okay, Crown Plaza Hotel at LAX. And you are giving away a gift to our people for the first 10 people who register. And how do they register? They go to which website?
Go to consciousbusinessgathering.com. And they can find out about all the details there, including logistics. And then register, click on the button that says, register here for in-person. You can also do virtual if for some reason we have people listening outside of the LA area. The first 10 includes either. Click on the right button and then enter the code AWARE10, AWARE10,
okay,
in the checkout, and that'll give you 50% off, which is our hard cost. We're paying the hotel for our meals and the expenses of each extra person that comes in the door. So we're basically giving this away at what we have to pay the hotel for each person that we bring in.
And then providing a three-day event for people between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of contact communication, strategy, structure on how to really truly take your business from your passion and turn it into something that includes your passion but also gives you profit, which gives you the right to do your business, right?
Exactly. And doing it in a way that can be fun. Like people come in, like when they come in Friday night, most people have this battle going on inside of themselves where they don't like business. They want to just be serving. In their dream world, there would just be a line of people showing up, and they'd never have to talk about money. But they haven't found that hasn't worked very well for them. And by the end of Sunday, all of a sudden, they start to see business in a different way. We show them how to do business and pricing and money and all these things that they thought could only be done in one way. They discover a different way, a different energy to do it from, as well as the grounded step-by-step systems and tools and skills to start doing it that way. And it's just like at the end of Sunday, it's one of our favorite things. We people just start sharing what they got and how they shifted. And it's like their whole, I don't know, it's like a window opened up. Or, you know, like, what's your experience, Nicole?
I think because we also create it in a way that helps people learn the way they can learn also. It's, you know, different ways of, like, physical, you know, audio, you know, like all of the way you learn. Like we do a
lot
of experiential,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Like there's a content for people who have like the big brain that need the logic, but that's smaller now that I'm involved. And then there's just, there's sharing, there's exercises. It just, it becomes a very,
it's a transformational journey.
Transformational, to work through. Mm-hmm. You get to work through a lot of your stuff. And also it helps you understand that you're not in this alone.
Yeah. And that would be one of the biggest things. If everybody listening, whether you can attend the event or not, if you're a conscious entrepreneur, if you could just understand that your problems are not special, they're not different, they're not unique, you're not alone. We've worked with thousands of people now, and it's like there's just a list of problems, and every single person has the same set of them. And it's not a problem with the person, it's a problem with the structure, that they just haven't learned how to do business in a way that's going to work for them. And it's like they've learned this new structure, it's like learning how to bake a cake. They learn the new recipe, and they start getting the skills and the new stuff, and it's like, I can bake now. I never thought I could bake a cake, and now I can bake a cake. And they had the ingredients all along, they just didn't have the recipe.
And then do you have the opportunity for people to connect with each other? So maybe there's two hypnotherapists in the room, and one has speaking events they do at community colleges, and the other one has a great way of finding clients. And so then they share their resources, and that works.
Exactly. That's why we're calling it the gathering. This is a chance for people to come together, find community, find partners, find people to put on their team.
Mm-hmm. Collaboration. That is a nice thing. That's something that you can't get online. I mean, not in the way. I just think that face-to-face, belly-to-belly, it's a lost art form these days. It really is. And so you give people the opportunity to connect in person. All right. So the first 10 people who register at the website, which is consciousbusinessgathering.com, if you enter in AWARE10, it gives you 50% off. And this is just for AWARE listeners. People who, and I will be there this weekend on
speaking.
Yes, on Saturday. I'm very excited. I'm joined by a great group of people. Scott Cody, who is helping businesses, conscious businesses, for 20 years, helping them really discover their true meaning and purpose, but really to exalt them into success as well. And you have other people speaking as well. Tell us a little bit about who they are.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was also going to share. Is the beautiful thing is we've brought in some of the most incredible experts in different domains that are all running conscious business and doing really well in their domain. And so we got, besides obviously you, who's our favorite.
I don't tell the other speakers that. That's not fair.
No, but we also have, you know, like you said, Scott, who's like a somatics expert guy, so very body-based. And then we have
Ron Holnick,
who runs the University of Santa Monica, and he's been running us 35 years. He's been running a school of teaching people conscious business and masters in spiritual psychology. And so he's going to be there explaining to him what that took and what that entails. And then we have
Deborah Poneman, who is Marcy Shymoff's business partner, running a seven-figure conscious business. She's going to do a keynote on Saturday. We have the Kin, or the Brothers Corin, who have opened for Pink and Bon Jovi and Coldplay and Rod Stewart. They're coming and giving a private concert, a transformational music concert Friday night. They're like mind-blowing.
Yeah, which is
yes,
really
they are amazing. They are incredible, and they really get the audience involved as well with how to use music as transformation, but yet they're super cool.
Super cool.
Yeah, so the great thing is that because this is an intimate gathering, will people have the opportunity to ask these people questions about, you know, what were their biggest challenges? And it's not like you're sitting in a hall of hundreds and hundreds of people. This is an intimate environment, right?
Yeah, we're going to be somewhere, you know, 80 to 100 people in the room, and including the virtual people. We have people coming in from all over the world. Including virtual, well, it might be up to 150. But anyway, it's intimate. It's like this is a gathering. It's for just what you said earlier. It's bringing together people with a shared purpose, where it's not just a big lecture. This isn't some big. It's an intimate, experiential, transformational community experience, and a lot of fun. at the same time.
Now, do you find that you mostly are working with people who are therapists or coaches? Who are the people that you work with the most?
Yeah, great question. A lot of coaches, life coaches, executive coaches, business coaches, relationship coaches, health coaches, therapists. We love working with therapists. Therapists often think they have what they need because sometimes it's taught, and then they get it. They have so much value to offer, so much expertise. Therapists blossom so quickly, we find, in their conscious businesses with a little bit of extra support. Holistic healers, anything from acupuncturists to chiropractors to herbalists to yoga teachers to we also get spiritual teachers or spiritual counselors, energy healers. There'll be some full-on woo-woo people.
Nutritionists. I mean, people really running conscious businesses that are mostly based in services, that mostly how they get their clients is through, you know, referrals, word of mouth, other people telling about their services.
Services, that's a great, great point. Lots of service-based businesses that are kind, sometimes, I mean, what's the biggest challenge there? Giving time away for free or not charging the right amount or not getting paid?
It's actually usually that they're offering so much value it scares their clients. It's this bizarre thing where they're offering so much that they have a hard time getting enough clients and patients to work with.
What do you mean by so much value it scares their clients? That's a great point.
So it's this thing, like, imagine you're a therapist and you've got somebody who's coming in, or you're a coach or a holistic healer, and you really have the keys to help them change their life and get what they've been wanting for 10 years. There's a piece of them that's going to really want that and a piece of them that's going to be scared about that at the same time. It's like a biological thing. It's called the comfort zone. Anytime you pull somebody out of their comfort zone, their body actually freaks out and says, like, at a biological level, I'm scared of this amount of change.
Change, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in the business of helping people change, the more value you offer, the more you both inspire and scare them at the same time at, like, a physical, biological level, and people don't know what's going on. So they just hear over and over again what we call the big lie, which is, I'd love to work with you, but I don't have the time or the money.
People,
if you've ever had anybody tell you that, I'd love to work with you, but I just don't have the time or the money, and you know it's not true, so that's just a symptom of you haven't learned the exact simple specific tools to work with that. Because those were probably exactly the people who are meant to work with you. You just are missing a couple tools in your toolbox that we want to get in your hands so you can help more people.
Got it. That's a great point. So this could also be for people that have, you know, that are in MLMs or are looking for ways to enroll people because they really believe in the product they're selling, but in a way that isn't pushy and forceful and lose friends over.
Yep.
Gosh, that's great. Okay, so a question from the audience is asking, what are the hours of each day and how long are the days? What does the schedule look
great
like?
Great question. Mm-hmm. So all of the logistics are on the website at consciousbusinessgathering.com. And Friday we start at 1 o'clock promptly. We end at with dinner at 5 o'clock.
Dinner comes.
They don't have to stay for dinner. And then there's the concert after that on Friday. Saturday is 9 to 6 in the room, and then there's an optional thing that people can stay for Saturday night if they want to. And then Sunday we also go from 9 to 6.
Okay, great. All right. And I will be there on Saturday speaking, and then I'm going to coast that night, so I'll be hosting that overnight. But that's all good. And it's Earth Day, and we'll have a lot of fun. Again, this is for people who are really in this state of wanting to help people almost so much that they have put themselves in maybe in jeopardy, or they don't understand how to really monetize so that it's hurting you more than actually helping people. So it's a common rut to get stuck in. And a lot of transformational leaders are such in the space of wanting to help people that, you know, it goes back to even doctors. You know, they study and they go to school and they get their degrees and then they wind up with a business. And it's like, wait, all I wanted to do was help people, you know, with broken bones. And then they're having to run you know, entire business structures, and it really wasn't what they went to medical school for. So there's a lot
exactly.
of different people in this situation, and I think that it's great that you're there to help, especially since you're a systems guy, Brian, and you have this wonderful partner there who is an intuitive healer, so you understand both sides of the room. Thank you very much. If you people go to consciousbusinessgathering.com, type in the coupon code AWARE10. It's for the first 10 people who register, and you will pay 50% off, half off for the weekend, which basically just covers their costs. Thank you again, Brian and Nicole Wetton.
Our pleasure.
All right, and thank you all so much for being here and participating in this conversation. Just your energy makes these conversations happen. And you can go to my website, which is theawareshow.com, to look at some of our shows on YouTube. We have video shows and everything. And this is Lisa Garn. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware.